This podcast is brought to you by Bloke in a Bar.
Yes, it is, mate. We are all done and dusted with the podcast royale now, and we are looking forward to Magic Round.
We are.
You know what that means?
What does that mean, Josh?
It means there's going to be thousands of people in the Caxton car park getting blokes down their throats.
Thousands of people getting thousands of blokes down thousands of throats.
It's going to be so fucking sick. Do you reckon there's ever been more blokes down blokes' throats? And women's throats as well in one place at one time?
Absolutely not. Guinness World Records were here, they'd be breaking that record. And there's not a place that I'd rather get a bloke down my throat than the Caxton car park at Magic Round.
No, it's the greatest place to get a bloke down your throat. So guys, if you want to get a bloke down your throat and you're not going to be at the Caxton, make sure you go to blokeinabar.com, put in your postcode on the store locator and find out where you can get some bloke.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK, okay. Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Lovely.
BBB Boost Week. So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000
of worth. Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Beers. Bloody beers. On the piss.
Well, yeehaw, cowboys and cowgirls. Welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Blue Bear.
That's Klutz, I'm Das. We are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook and now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. Klutzy, where are we today, mate?
Yeah, we're just in the saloon.
The saloon,
that's the one. No, we're at the Caxton Hotel. It's a great Tuesday afternoon for us. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Mate, excited to be here. How are you?
Stiff and sore. I've fucking done something to my neck, but that's beside the point. Other than that, I'm fucking fantastic.
Yep.
As always, this is our On The Piss podcast where Klutzy and I basically just have a beer and talk shit for about an hour or so. So strap in, mate. Tell the listeners about your hat.
Yeah, look, if you're not watching and you don't listen to the sports show, you might be a little bit confused
to start off with.
Fucking oath, because it's not really a sports show. But you might be a bit confused about the intro there being like a cowboy. I gave Donnie one of the all-time sprays the other day, apparently, and he texted me saying he was going to make it up to me, and then I've rocked up today, and on my desk is a package from Ringers Western.
Yep.
And it's a cowboy hat.
Yep.
And God, I feel deadly.
It looks beautiful. Essentially, Donnie invited us to the footy, the Broncos Cowboys game a couple weekends ago. I couldn't make it. He was texting me. I couldn't make it. I was away visiting my mother. And he decided that that meant that both of us were out and didn't extend the invite to Klutzy. So Klutzy wasn't happy and gave him a bit of a dressing down. And now he's got a cowboy hat out of it.
Yeah, now I've got a cowboy hat. So as he said, he's like, this is a gift from the stockman of the Caxton to the Grinch of the Caxton. which is quite funny. I've never been described as a Grinch before, just an angry cunt.
Yep.
But
similar sort of vibe.
Similar sort of vibe.
Now, before we get any further into the pod, again, if you're not watching, you won't have noticed, but we're actually wearing some brand new t-shirts. As you will know, unless you've been living under a rock, we will be participating in the inaugural Podcast Royale boxing event on April 27th.
Yep.
And to celebrate, we're dropping a couple of tasty little shirts.
Yes, we are. So Dust and I are shaping up properly in this one with shirts off, unlike our actual promotional photos. Bloody Brilliant Biffs, April 27th. Dust is looking ripped as fuck in his, and my gut is hanging over the top of Brilliant. So, yeah, look. I'm very happy with them.
May have pumped myself up a bit with the illustrations, but that's what happens when you design the shirt yourself.
Yeah.
These will go on sale next Monday, which I think is the 15th from memory.
Yeah, it should be.
Around that date. Yeah. Next Monday, whatever date it is. BloodyBrilliantBeers.shop. This isn't a pre-sale like the last shirts we've done. They're actually already sitting, waiting in our merch warehouse, and there's very limited numbers. So they'll be sent out pretty much as soon as you order them, which means they'll be arriving before the fight. So if you're coming down to support or getting the pay-per-view at home, get around them. Yeah, as I said, strictly limited. We're hoping to sell out pretty quickly, so if you're keen on them, 6 p.m. Monday night. They're a bit of a different fit to what we've done before.
Yeah. It's not your standard AS colour sort of shirt vibe that we usually go for. This one's like a heavier material, the nice collar.
Yeah,
and it's a bit of
collar.
An oversized fit as well.
Yeah, I'd still probably order the size you normally order, but they just fit a little bit differently, a little bit oversized.
Sensational.
We've been posting heaps of content in them, and we'll be posting heaps more, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
But yeah, 6 p.m. Monday. Get keen. How are you going, Josh?
Yeah, I'm good. Had a lovely weekend. Crack into that soon. But yeah, I'm feeling great.
That's good.
Feeling really good. Got flogged with a bit of fitness this morning at the gym, which is always fun. But
is it?
Just thriving.
Is it really?
Well, yeah, not for you.
No, I'm fucking battered.
Pretty fucked. But yeah, we'll get into the weekend soon. We are doing... we're meant to have a guest on today. It's been pushed to later in the week, so that one should be out next week, hopefully. So we got this post up a bit later, and that's just for questions and discussions. So we started that on last week's podcast, but this week we're bringing it back. And I'd like to give a quick shout out to Brad Christian, who I've been giggling at this last 24 hours. Is it possible that the T-Rex hopped like a kangaroo? They have similar features.
They do have similar features when you think about
it. And I was just laughing about it for so long, and I was like, there's simply no way. But then I'm thinking like...
How would you know?
How would you know? Because they do have very similar features.
The tail, the short arms.
Yeah. Can you imagine if a T-Rex could like... rest back on its tail and use that as all its strength.
Imagine
holy
a T-Rex
fuck.
Kicking you.
Tell you
two
what.
T-Rexes boxing on like the kangaroos
oh
do.
Oh my God, that would be... That's how tsunamis happen back in the prehistoric
like
times.
You and Tommy Dale in the Podcast Royal, but your cocks, there's no way they'd withstand the two of you.
Fuck no. But it made me think a lot. Like, obviously, we have this perception of what a T-Rex looks like.
Yep.
And everyone says this is what a T-Rex looks like. But did it actually...
Well, the thing is, we don't know.
How did we get this image of a T-Rex, and how did we get them like stomping around how they did? Like, what is to say that they didn't hop?
Yeah.
And that would be an almighty thud.
They'd be terrifying.
All the time.
They're pretty big, aren't they? I'm just going to Google.
Bro, T-Rexes are fucking huge. They were the kings of the prehistoric
times. The jungle.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think what I want to do now is imagine that T-Rexes were like kangaroos.
They were 12 feet high, which is 4 meters.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking high.
That's quite big.
Yeah.
It's like a two-story building.
Yeah. Two of you.
Yeah. Two of me.
Something that big hopping around, that'd be fucking hell. Imagine a kangaroo that was two of you.
Yeah. Jesus. That's quite fast.
Yeah.
I think there is a distinct possibility, and when you combat with all the little arms and stuff like that, maybe the kangaroo is the modern day T-Rex.
Yeah, it would make a lot of sense.
They are quite ferocious.
I wonder if they're like descendant of T-Rex, the kangaroos.
They could be.
Just could trace that back, maybe.
Yeah, there's nothing saying that they're not.
Exactly.
It probably is.
So
there's a thing called science. But as I said, though, like
there's nothing saying that they're not that we know of.
Who do you
and
reckon?
And when I say we, I don't mean society as a whole. I mean you and I.
Yeah. Who do you reckon came up with the first image of a T-Rex? Because, like, maybe they didn't look like what they do.
Yeah, like,
because we've only got bones
to go off. Yeah.
Fossils of bones and shit. Like, we don't have a fucking T-Rex carcass.
It's none of them walking around in 4K.
No, I'm wondering if we're just assuming that all dinosaurs had scales and shit purely because there's these things called crocodiles and alligators around.
Yeah, how do you know they didn't have fur like kangaroos?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, actually, a few months back, I went to the museum with the Brisbane Museum with mum, dad, the sister, and the missus, and my sister's partner as well. And we were walking around. Dad really wanted to have a look at all the other stuff. And they had like reimagined images of like giant kangaroos and giant emus and all
like
these.
Like if they were the size of
dinosaurs. Saying like back in the olden times, years and years ago, they used to have these big prehistoric fucking literally giant kangaroos and giant wombats and all that
That's scary
as
fuck.
And I was like, surely if we have the little ones now, like the big ones would still be around. But they reckon that they were literally that big, they couldn't get enough food.
Yeah, okay.
It's like all the food and shit that they were eating, they
couldn't get enough of it.
There wasn't enough of it.
And doesn't seem to be a problem for you though, does it?
No, fucking oath. But bro, there was like giant Komodo dragons and shit. Like,
dude,
scary enough as it is
I
now.
I saw a fucking emu in the wild in Charleville a couple of weekends ago, and even that was scary.
Have you ever been chased by one?
Nah, we're in the car, so it wasn't that scary. But like I was thinking, like imagine if I was outside and that thing was running at me. It'd be fucking terrifying, bro.
I forgot if I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but up at Woodgate, there's like kangaroos and fucking dingoes and there's emus and all that shit around. Years ago, we used to always jump on our bikes and just go bike riding, and my sister came back crying. I was like, what's wrong? She's like, I just got chased by an emu. I'm like, where? So jumped on the bikes naturally as 10-year-old kids and just rode straight back up to where
to find
the
it.
Emu chased her. And it was near one of Dad's mate's places. And we go down the bike lane and there's an emu at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, that's it there. And then all of a sudden this fucking emu's looked at us and just started hauling ass towards us. My sister's a couple of years younger than me, so I've just sped
off. So you knew
off.
You weren't dead.
She's coming
someone's
with me
slower
as
than
well,
you.
Yeah. And she's just like, oh my God, like crying. And I'm just like, fucking pedal. Like,
so she would have been like 8.
Yeah, she would have been 8. And we were just pedaling away from emus.
Yeah.
So then when dogs chase you on bikes, it seems like nothing.
Nothing, yeah. It's all relative.
It is a bit of training. So the end conclusion there is that T-Rexes most probably did hop like kangaroos, and that all paleontologists and scientists that have come before and here in the present day have got it wrong.
A paleontologist...
archaeologists and shit. Same sort of thing.
Yeah. Paleo diet. So I'm assuming that's sort of like a prehistoric.
Bro, I've never thought of it like
that. Yeah, I just thought of it then.
I just thought you'd just chuck tologist on everything and it makes
proctologist,
it
cockologist. Dr. Chung, shout out to the great man. Shout out to whoever it was that posted in BBB Frothies. Of course, these questions that we're reading out have been posted in the greatest Facebook group on earth, which is the BBB Frothies. So if you're not in there, get in there. But the bloke commented about Dr. Chung and whenever... From now on, whenever someone has a problem with their cock on this podcast, we will be referring to it as a chung moving
a chung,
forward.
Yeah.
And let's make this like one of those other... You know how we did that one segment that we're not allowed to talk about?
Yep.
This is like that. So we just call dicks chung from now on.
Yeah.
And if people ask, be like, oh, you have to go back and
you
listen.
Have to go
otherwise
back
you wouldn't
listen,
get it.
Yeah.
So it's like an inside joke, chung.
Yeah, cool. I almost feel like I want to have it written up somewhere out of view on Jack Cronin's wall so I remember to... Refer to it as Chung. So it's just embedded in my
Maybe we should get a photo of Dr. Chung somewhere in here. Like a framed photo. The official doctor of the podcast, Dr. Chung. He's on the other road.
Yeah, shout out to Eric Chung.
Is his first name Eric?
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, that's fucking what I said. Hell. That's what was so good that he's a coctologist and his name's Eric Chung.
Anyhow, my question for the question of the week, when you're snoring, are you bragging about being asleep? That comes to us from Gary Griffiths.
I think you are. I would say my missus would agree.
I don't normally snore though.
Oh, apparently I do.
Yeah, you do. I can confirm you do.
Yeah, so.
I think yours is worse when you drink.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, which is normally when we go and share a room, we're drinking.
So you got the worst. I think it's... Because I never knew I'd snored or anything like that. Probably because I was asleep. But I think it's when I'm on my back.
Yeah.
And I think like I've developed snoring as I've gotten bigger.
Yeah.
Which it tends to be like the bigger sleep people apnea. Snore. Yeah. I think it's like my throat saying lose some weight.
Dude, I don't know if we've spoken this on the podcast before, if we've ever told you, but my dad has sleep apnea. Yeah. And if you like, he like jumps in his sleep every, I can't remember what the time is, but for some reason I want to say 21 seconds. Could be 27, could be whatever.
Oh my God.
But it's like to the second. He'll like have a fit in his sleep. It's fucking whack as. Yeah.
That is hectic.
Yeah, it's how bad his sleep apnea is. He probably needs a machine or something.
Yeah, my God, that is hectic.
I normally don't snore, but I'm having a few nasal problems at the moment, which is causing me to snore because I can't get a breath in.
Yeah, fuck.
No good. Which is frustrating. I think if I'm snoring, it normally means I have a bad sleep though.
Oh, not me.
Oh, really? Nah, you good
me.
Sleep.
Like, I'm always sleeping good. Caitlin says to me that if good. I'm like... it was particularly bad as a tradie because I'd be fucking buggered from work.
Yeah.
And she said it was always so frustrating because I would just lay down in bed and she reckons less than a minute I'd be asleep.
Yeah.
Still happens sometimes now. Well, I could just go to sleep so quick. And like she says that, I'm like, there's no way. Like I'm always up. And she's like, no, like you go to sleep instantly. And I'm like, oh, it must be with a nice warm embrace.
Yeah.
But, because otherwise, when I'm alone with my own thoughts, I just don't sleep.
Yeah, it usually takes me fucking ages and ages to sleep. I'm really bad at sleep talking in my sleep.
Yes, I've recorded you.
Sleep talking in my sleep, of course. Lukey, the other night when we stayed down at his place, he was like, oh, I heard you up at like 5:30. I was like, nah, that would have been me talking in my sleep because I definitely wasn't awake. Especially when I drink, I'd sleep talk worse as well. So
yeah,
that makes two of us.
It's so fucking funny. I'm usually still asleep when you're... asleep as well. And when we were down in Sydney, or it might have been in Vegas, I think I recorded you once because it was fucking hilarious. I had no idea what was actually going on and just kept hearing you like absolutely ramble. And it was just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I do ramble. It's often about nothing as well. I get in trouble for it at home. Like it's something I choose to do. But yeah, maybe.
That's a funny thing there actually. Like when you do things in your sleep, you're not intentionally doing it.
No.
I'm not intentionally snoring.
No.
But then you're getting so much trouble for it.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, oh.
Can you just stop snoring?
Can you just stop? It's like.
Obviously it's not.
Literally, I physically can't.
Yeah.
If I could not snore.
I would.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But it's like, I can't even stop myself from eating Domino's 4 times a week. So how am I supposed to stop myself snoring?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I can't stop myself from doing things when I am conscious of mind.
Yeah, exactly.
How am I going to do it when I'm in my subconscious?
Yeah, dude, I've been pounding chocolate at home. Like, I got in trouble yesterday, actually. We had this chocolate Easter bunny in the fridge that had been in the back of the car and melted. So it was all deformed.
Oh, I love that.
And then got put in the fridge. And I opened the fridge and the alfoy was like half open on it because it was like so deformed. So I could see chocolate. It was all like broken apart and shit. I was like, oh, I'll just have a bit of that. Chipped away at it. Just destroyed the whole thing in a day. Rachel comes home. She's like, did you eat that bunny? I was like, yep. She's like, oh, that was your sister's. I was like, oh, well, mine now. And like I had other chocolate there, but anyway, yeah. I put away a lint gold bunny this morning, actually, after breakfast.
Oh, nice. Yep. That's good. Well, I cracked into a... My sister got me one with a limp bunny with a little green thing around it.
Yeah,
I
was okay. Like,
what is What's this? Green? Is it mint? No, hazelnut.
Oh, yum.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I didn't know lint did a hazelnut bunny.
No, I've had the lint like ball hazelnut ones, but that's good gear.
Now, I know we've got off the topic of, I think you are bragging about being asleep.
Yeah,
but
we've put that to bed.
I wasn't going to say this.
Put that to bed.
I've completely forgot about this until we just brought up chocolate Easter eggs. I had a bit of an incident last week at my house.
I know where this is going.
And it was completely fucked.
I think we spoke about it, the turkeys.
Yeah.
Like we spoke about the original.
Well, I've got an update on the turkeys.
Yeah, you got an update.
I've got a massive update on the turkeys. Where I live is quite abundant with wildlife.
Yep. Green leafy street.
Green leafy street. I'm down the bottom of a townhouse. I'm... near fucking driveway.
There's a lot of apartments and townhouses.
A lot of apartments and shit around. So during winter, I don't have aircon in my room. I had a portable one. So during winter, I've been able to put this away now. Well, coming into winter. But during summer, I have this portable aircon where you've got to have the exhaust pointing out a window or something.
Yep.
So I've got mine and I've jammed it in my sliding door and I had all this shit down the bottom to prevent stuff coming in because one day I was just sitting there watching TV and a fucking blue-tongued lizard just ran into my room.
I haven't seen a blue-tongued lizard in a long time.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was very happy to actually see it because I was like, you're still out there.
Sorry to fucking
it's okay.
derail for a second, but linking back to the dinosaur chat, they've got to be fucking prehistoric.
Oh,
those
they
things.
Have to be.
Like, they're tiny little dinosaurs for sure.
They have
like, imagine
to be.
If a lizard was the size, a blue-tongued lizard was the size of a kangaroo. That would be fucking
yeah, dude.
Scary.
Why would shit break?
Yeah, anyway. Sorry, I've just derailed that.
Anyway, the other day, I obviously spoke about these fucking eggs going missing and how there was little scratches and shit on them.
Yeah, it was assumed to be a scrub turkey,
To be a scrub turkey. I went away and then on Monday or Tuesday night, I think it was Monday, I noticed that all these Easter eggs were missing from this little basket that I had
yep.
near my bed. I just left them there. I hadn't bothered to put them in the... in the fridge yet because they weren't melting or anything, so it was just fine.
Also, I don't like eggs in the fridge. They're way better at room temp.
Fuck yeah. So again, I was just wigging out a little bit and I thought what it was, one of my roommates had been overseas again, must be nice, and the other one had been doing a bit of vacuuming and really got into the spirit and came down and vacuumed where I was.
Lovely.
Appreciated it. Thank you. But I thought she taxed my Easter eggs as payment.
Yeah, which would probably be fair.
Which would be very fair. Yep. But I was still fuming because there were some good little mini white chocolate ones and these other ones I hadn't seen before, Kinder Bueno.
Yeah, delicious.
Eggs. And, you know, they're quite a premium egg.
Oh, yeah.
So Caitlin had got me those. But I was just like, this is so shit. There's only three left. My missus came around on Thursday night and I was like, I actually have to get my shit together. And I just left like a whole bunch of clothes in a basket and some on the bed and stuff. I was like, I just need to pack these away.
Yep.
Open up the drawer for my shorts and all the Easter eggs are in there.
Yep.
And I'm like, sick.
How did they get there?
Steph's just come in and hidden them. And
yeah.
Now
funny
I've
prank.
Had a second Easter egg.
Yep.
As I went to pick them up, there was all these little scratches and shit in them. Pretty much what I've discovered, I then went outside and had a look at my barrier to the little creatures coming in. It's all been pushed in. All the wood is fucking everywhere and shit's been thrown out of the way. So some little fucking critter has yep. been getting into my room for the last night or two
yep.
and just pinching eggs and literally ran them up underneath my chest of drawers, up the back cavity and into where my shorts
Put
were
them all
and made
in the
a
same
nest
spot.
In there.
That's so hectic.
Put them all in there. And then went into the fucking drawer above and had a couple in there as well. And I was like, oh my God.
Time to burn down the house.
Fully fucking wigging out. Yeah. So I pulled everything out. Couldn't find the little cunt. All the doors are shut there now, so nothing
no
can
need
come
for
in
the
again.
Aircon anymore, yeah.
Nah. So cleaned it all up. I've been doing a shit ton of washing the last few days.
Yep.
Because of, yeah, it's fucking disgusting. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, this is one of the worst things ever.
Happy Easter.
Went to a wedding the other night.
Yeah.
And it was fucking awesome. Ages away. Got a lift back to town. Going to bed about 12:30.
Wears a cowboy hat and starts calling it town, sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is a town when you're not in a town. Anyway, I'm going to bed and I hear all this scratching.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, if this little cunt
You'd have been
is
blind
here,
too.
Yeah, I was fucking blind. It's my first time back on the piss in 3 weeks.
Yeah, he was talking about it in the gym. He's like, I was scared I was going to lose my piss fitness. And one of the trainers is like, how long have you been on the piss for? And he's like, oh, three weeks.
Anyway, I'm fucking shitting bricks. I'm like, if this little thing's there, I don't know what I'm going to do. Turn on the light and outside my door, going down the fly screen was a fucking ringtail possum.
Oh,
just
no.
Just climbing down.
Do you think that's what it was?
I'm like, if that was you, I don't know if it was. Cause like,
surely a possum's not getting in the back of your chest of drawers. Like too big.
Well, I reckon they'd be quite nimble.
Yeah, okay.
There's plenty of cavity space, which yeah. I found. So I was honestly gobsmacked. I was like, this is so fucked. Of course, living with two girls, they're freaking out that the thing's got upstairs.
Yeah.
But it hasn't. I think we're all safe now.
Yeah.
But my God, what a fucking ordeal.
Yeah. Note what to self, don't leave Easter eggs around. That's why you should eat all your Easter eggs.
I did go out to mum and dad because obviously told them. Went up last night to drop some stuff off, a box of stubby coolers to mum that she requested.
Yeah.
And she's like, by the way, I've got some extra Easter eggs on the table for you.
Yeah.
I was like, what? So she felt bad that I lost some to this critter.
Any bueno ones in there?
I haven't had a look yet, but there is two limp bunnies.
Get in.
Which I think is amazing because it was half price eggs and shit after Easter.
So yes.
Mum's just stocked up for
them. Fucking shout out, Annette.
So, time to eat a lot of chocolate and clog my ass.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, Frothies, this is a bit of a random one, but we have a friend, Clutzy and I have a mutual friend. We won't tell you who it is, but he lives out of town, and I haven't spoken to him in quite a while.
Oh, you call it town, eh?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you're rubbing off on me. Yeah. Haven't spoken to him in quite a while. I hit him up on the last week about something, or on the weekend, I can't even remember, and we've just been texting back and forth. And I've had one of the funniest conversations ever with him. And I've just screenshotted it all and sent it through to Clutzy. I didn't want to tell him about it before because I wanted to get his reaction live on camera. But basically what we're about to do is read out. I'm going to read out my text and Clutzy's going to read out his because it is literally one of the funniest. Don't skip ahead.
No, no, no. I'm just checking.
It's one of the funniest fucking conversations I've had in a long time. So that sets the scene a little bit, but let's take it away. So I actually texted him a few things before. This is not how I started the conversation, but this is where it started to heat up. I said, mate, are you still in Hawaii?
Nah, just left, mate. We're sick. I'm going to tell you this because I know you'll find it so funny. The food in America absolutely fucked my guts up, and by the end, I was only eating fruit and salads. Anyway, ended up getting a hemorrhoid, and now the only way they can treat it is with suppositories.
Bullshit. I don't believe you.
Why would I lie?
That's a great point.
I don't know if my internet will let me send a photo, but hold on.
That is so funny, but I genuinely feel so sorry for you. What was the conversation with the doctor like?
It was actually with a chick who is the doctor. Just said, hey, I've got hemis and they fucking hurt.
My asshole hurts. How did you know you had hemis?
She said, well, it might hurt a little more because we've only got suppositories. You'll know, man. I hope you never get them, but if you do, you'll know.
I can't. Did she jam one up there or did you have to do it yourself?
No, I did it myself.
Thank God.
But dude, it's a cycle of 14.
I think it's almost, I'd almost rather someone else do it.
So I still have 13 more to do.
Cunt, I'm cackling.
It's so fucked, man. I swear this shit would only happen to me, hey. Like, who, one gets hemis, but then two, then only time you get them, they are out of cream.
Three, chick doctor. Did she have to have a look at your hole? Dude, how do you make sure you don't get hemis? I'll just about do anything. I have an irrational fear of them.
I had a photo, it's not irrational, and here's what I will do for the rest of my life to make sure I never get them again.
Selfie photo, or did you get someone else to take it?
Don't spend more than 10 minutes on the shitter and never force one out.
Sorry, we're both going so fast here, it's a bit out of order, but it makes sense. Is it like super painful?
Have Metamucil every day, selfie.
What angle? Fuck, I never have to force them, it just falls out of me. But noted on the 10 minutes.
Hand coming down from the dick.
That's so fucked. Talk me through the actual symptoms.
Give me 5 minutes just doing something. It just hurts, man, and feels like you've got a lump on your ass. Then you can like feel a lump if you get one, you need to try push it back in if you can.
Push it back in. That is fucked. I'm so out and so scared. Don't think I'll ever open TikTok again on the shitter.
Cunt, you don't think I tried that? One of my mates even tried. Pound Metamucil, you'll never see me without it again.
Your mate tried to push it back in?
Yeah.
And they said, permission to tell this story on the pod, obviously with names redacted.
Yeah, go for it. I actually got it from moving this heavy as fuck towing arm by myself. Literally blew a poop valve.
Are you serious? See, I can't tell.
Yeah.
And I said, was it TikTok or a towing arm?
No, initially I thought it was from sitting on the toilet for too long, but they asked me if I'd done any like real heavy lifting and if I'd felt anything, and I was like, oh fuck, sitting on the shitter definitely didn't help, but
I'm giggling so hard.
It's so much better today, cunt. Yesterday I was considering walking into a spinning rotoblade.
Did the suppositories help?
Yeah. The first four I did stung my hole. Then one of my mates was like, cunt, I'm pretty sure you're meant to use Vaso or something to get it up. So started using Vaso and it's been heaps better. Oh my God, he went in dry.
That's what I said. Cunt, did you go in dry?
Yeah.
That is so brutal.
Well, I didn't know any better, bro. It was my first time shoving something up my ass for business, not pleasure.
Is the line there ever blurred?
Post finding out about the Vaso, yeah, kinda. It's so funny, the feeling. I like push it in, then stand up, and the act of standing up like fires it up your ass further. I get sweaty and almost vomit every time. Oh my God. You know what's fucked about this whole thing?
You know what? Before we go any further, what is most fucked? I cut out a bit of the middle there, but when I said I'll redact names, you said, just use my name, cunt, I don't care.
Oh my God. So, when we put something up when we were over in the States, yeah. I had a mutual friend of ours message us and I told you about this and he was like, mate, your guts are going to be fucked over there. I got so blocked up that I had to use suppositories and then I just went everywhere in the toilet, shat so hard it split my ring.
Yeah.
I was like, holy fuck, I hope that doesn't happen to me.
Yeah.
I definitely did something like that over there, got over it. My guts have not been the same yeah. since getting back. And I'm pretty sure I've also split my ring again. It is so fucked.
I've definitely fully recovered on the ring and guts front, but I can confirm my guts were no good over there.
Just to like, not, well, I was going to say not to get into too much graphic detail, but it's not really graphic. It's just funny. I was literally sitting on the bed last night watching TV, feeling like I had a pulsating butthole. Like, you just get fucking
obviously,
I'm reading this whole conversation going, oh my God, is this me?
Like, I literally obviously knew I had this conversation ready for today's podcast. Didn't tell Clutzy, and he came in and told me a few details about his adventures over the last few days. And I was like, fucking hell, this segment's going to hit home.
Fucking oath. I know I don't have hemis, but
thank God for that.
That is my biggest fear. I know someone else who... But we know someone else, a mate, who when he was lifting some heavy cabinetry, he did something like that, didn't he? I know of people that have pushed way too hard for shits and done
I've never had to do that, eh?
If I'm backing one out quickly and it's not coming quick enough,
yeah, okay.
Sometimes I sort of like...
If you gotta go.
Arch and push on the back of the seat and just like help it come along. But yeah, usually mine naturally come out. I do have a little tight puckered butthole.
Yeah.
And at the moment, yes, it is pulsating.
Yep.
I even said to Das, I was like, fuck, mate. I had a shower after gym and got a little bit of soap up the doot. And then for the next 3-4 hours, it was just fucking stinging so much. It was like someone was playing ping pong on my butthole. Just like, boom, boom, boom. And there's just this sensation pinging from one point to the other. And yeah, it was okay. So fucked.
Yeah, shout out to hemorrhoids. I think we've covered them off on pods before.
Yeah.
Been
they
a while
sound
though.
Fucked.
Yeah, I
sound
honestly
so fucked.
I know I read it in the text, but I actually have an irrational fear of them. Like,
yeah,
I'll do anything to avoid them.
Well, if I said to you one day, Darcy, I need you to push a hemorrhoid back inside my arse.
No way, cunt.
Yeah,
there's actually no way I'd do that.
No,
I'd literally like go to the doctor.
Yeah,
how much? Oh, I'm trying to think what the price tag for me would be to do that. The fuck thing is that's warping my perception of that at the moment.
Probably a $27.90 fucking porterhouse special.
Well, I was going to say, I really want a new Garmin watch and they're like $415 yeah. bucks. So like, I've been trying to figure out.
Yeah, right, well, we're on different levels for footwear thinking.
You know what I mean? Like if someone said to me, I'll give you $500 to do it, I'm like, fuck, that means I can go get that watch.
Yeah.
But without the watch, I'd probably be like, nah.
It would be pretty fucking funny though.
Oh, new watch. How'd you get that?
This might be a keep it or delete it. You can decide afterwards. Yeah. There's a bloke
that excites me.
There used to be a bloke that I. What's the time stamp on this?
36 minutes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sweet. There's a bloke I used to work with, obviously at Macca's. And there's a couple that worked there that were dating. And one of the bloke, well, the fella, he wanted to have some sexual relations up the anus.
Yep.
And his partner at the time was like, this is never going to happen. I will not do that. The only way I'll ever do that is if you get me this bag from Tiffany's.
Okay.
The next day.
He got the bag.
He rocked up to work with the bag from Tiffany's and was like, when can I fuck your ass? And we were all like, holy fuck. Yeah. That's how she lost her anal virginity.
How much is a Tiffany bag worth?
Oh, dude, it was like a fair chunk. Yeah. It was like a couple of grand.
Yeah, right.
But he literally spent his money on nothing and had all these savings and hadn't told his missus about it.
Fucking hell.
He had like 30, 40,000.
I kind of want to leave that in.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I was just worried I'd fucking mention names.
Yeah, no, we're sweet then.
But yeah.
Yeah, shout out to...
He's not the one from Macca's.
No, he's not the one from Macca's.
He's not the one from Macca's.
He did have a stint at Macca's though.
Yeah, he did have a stint at Macca's, but not with me. And he's never bought a Tiffany bag in his life. He never will.
No, he told me I could use his name, so fuck him.
That's so good. Righto, as we mentioned on the pod the other week, briefly, we're going to be on the lookout for Brisbane's best brekkie roll deals, or just best brekkie deals in general. I think, like, I've been driving around a lot recently and going into suburbs where I'm like, where do I get a cheap $5 bacon and egg roll? There's a good one down the road from the gym at the moment that sort of inspired us, but also I think it's been in our subconscious for a while now. Today we're actually at the place where I think all this sort of came to fruition, which is Jody's at New Farm.
The mecca
of all bacon and egg deals. I can't actually remember what the price
it's
on it
10
is.
Bucks, 10 bucks for a coffee and a bacon and egg roll. I think the addition of ice in your coffee, having it cold, makes it a touch more expensive. We'll report back today. But yeah, 10 bucks for a bacon and egg roll and a coffee is an outrageous deal.
Yeah.
The other thing to mention is the bacon and egg rolls are elite here.
Yeah, they're so good. I think that's the thing. Like, it's hard to fuck up a bacon and egg roll. The only ones usually that are bad are the ones, like, wrapped in alfoil in a fucking truck servo that have been there for about 4 hours because no one's bothered to stop and get food poisoning yet. As I said, what I really want to know is, suburb by suburb, where am I in the world? It doesn't have to be Brisbane. We want people from all over the place to submit where their cheap bacon and egg rolls are. But I just want to know, wherever I am I within a couple of k's radius of a nice cheap B&E roll in the morning when I'm so obliged to get one?
And what are we looking for here in terms of a good deal, Klutz? Obviously pricing, but what else?
Pricing's always good, but I want girth. I want thickness. I want something big. Like, I don't want like a Macca's bacon and egg McMuffin for $5 because that's a fucking ripoff. What I want is a nice big bun with at least 3 rashers of bacon, egg, choice of sauce. If cheese isn't, if you got to pay extra for cheese, you know what? Like, that's okay. But if it comes with the cheese, we're really looking at a fucking spectacular deal, aren't we? Now, some of them as well come with hollandaise or different other sauces. So we're going to have to delve into that and see what the value for money is. But the more you get on a bacon and egg roll, the better. So, I'm looking for probably size just to see if I can have a bacon and egg roll that will hold me over until like dinner time. Because if I'm spending 10 bucks... and that's me for the day, and then I go home and just have dinner. Fuck.
Sorted.
It's a great, great time to be alive in Brisbane then.
So we're looking for, obviously, pricing, which is very easy to judge.
Yep.
The lack of additions, because I feel like that's where they sting you sometimes.
Yeah.
Lack of additions, pricing, maybe overall flavor. Yep. Hash brown's a big one for me.
Oh, hash brown. Thank you for bringing up the hash brown. One of the great fried objects in this world. Hash browns are so fucking good. I think if you get a bacon and egg, we'll get into the other one when we go there, but a donut with the hash brown on it already, it's just like, wow, you know exactly how to get to this boy's heart. So
let's get in there.
Let's get in there and eat. Sick. Alrighty, so at Jody's, unfortunately no hash browns today, but that's okay, because they have replaced it with avocado, but we've got plenty of rashes of bacon. Thank you. Cheers, bro.
Sorry, coffee delivery.
That's all good. Cheese is on there, sauce is on there, everything's on there, except the hashy, but that's okay, because as I said, they replaced it with avocado, which is fucking awesome.
Nice to know they do have the hash brown normally, though.
Yeah, which is good.
Not an add-on, not
so
an extra add-on.
So much avocado. I'm just going to have that. Mm. Oh, yeah.
How is she?
Good. The avo adds a bit of freshness to it. Cheese is perfectly melted. The barbecue sauce is just there to say, like, hello.
G'day.
It's not there to be like, hey. So I quite like that. And there's plenty of bacon on it. It's nice and crispy. Good bun. Everything's perfect.
$10 for the coffee.
$10 for the coffee is actually outrageous. Some call it daylight robbery. I can see why this is one of the greatest bacon and egg brekkie rolls.
Do you want to give it a rating or not?
I think I'm going to go an 8.5 out of 10. Purely, if it was a hash brown, I think that could be right up there. But I think this is the premier brekkie roll.
Yeah.
For this
setting
deal
the tone.
As well.
Definitely setting the tone, setting the standard.
Yeah.
So that was Jody's.
One of the great bacon and egg brekkie roll deals going around. But essentially, as we said, what we want, we actually want to create like a database. It doesn't just have to be Brisbane. Wherever you are in the world, if you know where there's a good, cheap bacon and egg breakfast roll meal deal, we would love to know. Yep. And we'd love to go and check them out.
And now every time we go traveling, we're going to be like trying this wherever we go.
Essentially, like, where this stemmed from, I was driving home the other day and I was like, I just feel like a bacon and egg roll, but I'm not going to step in and pay like $15 for it.
Yeah.
Because I just want something where it's bacon, egg, just simple.
Yeah.
Simple and cheap. And I was driving back to Ashgrove and I was like, where the fuck do I go?
Yep.
I told my roommate about this. There's one at West Ashgrove that we're going to have to check out. There's obviously the one down the road from the gym, but I'm trying to think of other ones that spring to mind and there's none at the moment.
Yeah, so we need the frothies to let us know of any, especially in Brizzy, we'll have access to them easily, but whenever we go traveling, we will be trialing. But yeah, the Jody's one I think is setting the standard so far. Yep. We've obviously only tried a couple, so there might be something bigger and better out that we don't know about, but I think the telltale sign for that Jody's one, Klutzy, is it's like $18 full price and it's the exact same burger you get in the deal.
So it's just bringing people in nice and early.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say to you as well, actually, I saw at a food place last night, and I think this might work with some cafes where we can get these deals as well. We're going to have to go proper undercover.
Yeah, okay.
Some places will only offer them to tradies. Now, I have a lot of old fucking shirts.
Yeah. You're a tradie, technically.
I've got a lot of smaller ones as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to become plumbers occasionally. And put on these shirts and go and get these brekkie.
I like that.
I saw something yesterday at this place and it was like you can get a free drink or a free chips before 5 PM if you've got your tradie. If you can prove you're a tradie.
What if they ask me, do you have a white card? Nah, he does.
I've got my white card.
Yeah.
I still do.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Jody's. I think it came to $11.50 or $12.
Yeah.
Because we had ice long blacks.
Which is fine.
But if you want a flat white, $10.
Yeah.
I think it's only before 7 or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, before 7 or 8.
Research.
So, but like, get up early and
yeah, it's like you can't fucking blame them for it being too early.
Carpe
like,
fucking diem.
Yeah, exactly right. If you know? Early bird gets the brekkie burger.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
Seize the fucking day.
Yep.
Seize it.
Yep. Aiden. Both hands.
Just grab it and just enjoy it. But yeah, let's get this registry going. Please submit. Yeah, send it to us. Message us on Insta or something like
BBB
that.
BBB Frothies, put it in there.
In the BBB Frothies page. We want to get your bacon and egg rolls.
Yep.
BBB Frothies will probably be your best bet because sometimes the inbox gets a bit flooded.
We don't miss anything in the Frothies, no. But that's probably all we've got time for this week. We're going to do a 6 more songs update, but that can stay till next week. Yep. Big, big things happening there.
Lots of things happening.
But thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with one and only Jack Crone at Caesar's Palace.
Very excited for that. And next week, next Wednesday, we did say we had a big guest coming on. It has been pushed hopefully to later this week. So stay tuned for that one. We've got some cool little things happening there.
Oh, and also if you're listening to this, a vlog came out last night of when we went to Sydney and Wollongong. So it's too slow.
Damn.
Make sure you check that out on our YouTube.
I can't push it out too quickly because it hurts.
Yeah. Anal fishies.
Yeah, anal fishies.
Bye for now.
Podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want Ooh. You to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the Frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK, which stands for Boost Week, basically.
Ooh, lovely. BBB Boost Week.
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off using that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
That's so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, okay. So we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.